is the second day of our celebration convention. We usually celebrate when we have won our battles. You have passed some exams. You are 45 years old by the grace of God. You are 50 years old. It calls for celebration. And that by the end of this convention, you have a cause to celebrate. Amen. Reverend Andrew Papo, you are welcome once again. Good to see you in the second day of our service. Hallelujah. Well, the hour has come for the Son of God to be revealed and to be glorified. You know, the book of Mark chapter 1 says that the gospel, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus, as is written in the prophets. What is written? I send my messenger before you to prepare your way. Hallelujah. To prepare your way. Some of us have lost direction. Some of us want to give up. Some of us have found ourselves in different places. But there's a messenger of God. I said there's a messenger of God that God has sent. A messenger is an angel. Amen. This is a human angel that God has sent to us. And he's no other person than our Father, who has stood with our Father, Bishop Dagwood Mills, from the birth of this great ministry, and has stood with him all these years. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. What you see, over 3,000 churches that you see, this is the man that has been standing with Bishop Dagwood Mills. Last year, I met a pastor in Swaziland, and he introduced his assistant to me, but he didn't mention his assistant. He said, this is my Bishop Saki. And I realized that Bishop Saki is an iconic name. And tonight, we are not watching him on podcasts or listening to him on podcasts or Facebook Live, but he's here in person. I thank God that this great man of God is right here. It feels like an Elisha has come. See, when Elisha comes, they carry chariots of fire and angels of fire. When they pass through your church, something happens. And tonight, I said tonight, something will happen in your life and in my life, in your church and in my church, in your home and in my home. Hallelujah. Without wasting much time, it is my pleasure to invite to our pulpit the man on fire, Bishop E.A.T. Saki.
I believe in the God who works miracles. I believe in the God who works miracles. I believe in the God. the sick, he heals the sick, he raised the dead, he set the captives free. He heals the broken hearted man, calm the raging storm. I will live in the God who works miracles. I believe in the God who works miracles. He heals the sick, he heals the sick, he raised the dead, he set the captives free. He heals the broken hearted and calm the raging soul. I believe in the God who works miracles. Miracles.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Can you hear me clearly? Can you hear me at the back? I don't know why you are not turning me up. Who is the one controlling the sound? You need to be very, very alert. Are you there? Because when the choir was singing, it was muffled, isn't it? So they're singing from their heart, but the flow was not as it should be because of the sound. So you must always, just a piece of advice, this is a rule, control the sound. Always leave the sound calm. See whether you can hear like everybody else and go back. Otherwise, it looks like it sabotages the whole ministration. Because I could see the choir was singing beautifully, but we are not hearing it well. Are you there? So bless God for your work, but I'm asking you to add a little more impetus to what you do. Clap your hands for them. Amen. Once again, I want to thank God for your life. Now it's a little too loud on the stage. Turn me down a little bit. Okay? All right. You know, sometimes there are good people at the back, isn't it? They are good people. But you know, sometimes when, you know, do you know how sandwiches or French fries, you know French fries? French fries is potato that is fried. I don't know why they call it French fries. Anyway, but before it was made, it was made, they used to fry them and it was very soft. And one day, the prince of one of the countries in Europe, he was playing table tennis. You know what I'm saying? And then they brought him the food and he said, it's too soft. Go and fry it a little harder. And they fried it, so too soft. And they kept on complaining. And then the people in the kitchen decided that they would show the man, they would over fry it until it is like bent. And when they fried it and they brought it, and it was very crisp, and everybody wanted it. And that's how French fries was created. What a shock. So sometimes when you overdo something, it rather becomes a miracle. Anyway, so don't tell me too loud. That's all I'm saying. Keep it right, cool, all right. But it's a blessing to be here. Tell your neighbor, it's a blessing to be here. Hallelujah. And it's a joy to have all of you here today. I want to thank Bishop Dr. Yale for the great privilege of inviting me here. I have known him, like he said, many, many years, way back in Kumasi. That is when I got to know him, when he was working with Prophet Baden. And it was a joy to have met him. His dedication, commitment to God has been unflinching. Somebody say unflinching. Do you understand what he said, unflinching? It means it's not bendable. It has never changed. It's been steadfast and unmovable. Amen. And it's been a blessing all these years serving God with such dedication and such joy. Amen. And we thank God for his blessing. We thank God for his wonderful wife. Amen.
The blessing of having such a wonderful first lady of the Eastern region. Amen. And for all of you pastors here, I want to thank God for your lives. Nice to see you. Coco Giant is here. Wow. And what a shock. It's a blessing to see you. Amen. Are you there? Right. Do you still make matches in your country, in your city? You stopped many years ago. What a shock. But the match factory is now a secondary school. Hey, is that how life is? Hallelujah. Right. Well, let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this evening, and thank you for the joy and the privilege of serving you. I pray that you speak to every heart and minister to us and be gracious to us. Show us your way and teach us your path and be glorified in every life here tonight. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Give your neighbor a high five and say, you are sitting by a very important person, in case you don't know who I am. Oh, please tell him like a minute. Hallelujah. Well, yesterday I talked to you about, what did I talk to you about? Who remembers? Pardon? Yes, the mighty seed. Amen. The seed of the righteous shall be mighty. Amen. Mighty seed. Mighty seed. And I believe that God will be glorified in your life. Shout amen. The blessing of a seed is in its planting. Can I have an amen? Say, Bishop, say it again. The blessing of a seed is in its planting. No matter how beautiful, how fresh, how huge, how small the seed is, the blessing of a seed is in its planting. If the seed is not planted, it will remain a single seed. Amen. I said amen. By the way, Bishop asked me to send his love to all of you. Hallelujah. He will come one day, sooner than later. Believe it. It will happen practically. Do you believe it? Say, do you believe it? You must believe it. Amen. Right. The blessing of a seed is in its planting. If you have a seed and you don't plant it, it will always remain a seed. Except a grain of wheat falls to the ground, it abides alone. Amen. Except a grain of wheat falls. So the seed that you hold in your hand must be planted. Amen. So that it can become what? A mighty seed. Now, to become mighty, you have to be planted. That is why our pastors here and our people here were sent to the places where they were sent to. Amen. That is why every man was sent to Suhum. That is why where? Assume, yeah, and Kwabing, Kede, Nkoko, Oda, New Tafo, Esamankase. Fantastic. Amen. That is why they were sent where they were sent. They could have all been here with Bishop Yale as the Omahine. Do you understand what I'm saying? When he's coming, Nenebo, or Tata, Nenebo, are you there? That's how they will be hailing him. Or Better still, they could all have been under Bishop Dark's wings in one big cathedral at Kodesh. When he takes one step, he colored the sand under his feet and all that. But then they have, for their greatness to be, to come out, then they have to be planted. Amen. Am I talking to you here? I'm saying to everybody who believes you are a mighty seed, you have to be planted. To be planted means to be forgotten. I'm beginning to preach now. Because when you take a grain of corn, you put it in the ground. Nobody sees that grain of corn in the ground. Am I talking to anybody here? To be planted means to be forgotten. You are down in the ground. Everybody passes by and they walk. They can't see you inside there. So sometimes in life you'll be forgotten, but you are coming out in the name of Jesus. Come and shout amen. To be planted means to die. Because when you put the grain of corn into the ground, the grain must die. Then the life will come out. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. To be planted means to be rejected, to be thrown away. I've met pastors who say, "Oh, Bishop, this town I am, nobody visits me." You are dying. You will come out in the name of Jesus. As part of being planted. To be planted means to be out of visibility, out of coverage area. That is what it means to be planted. I'm preaching. What a word. Yeah. To be planted means to be out of visibility, out of coverage area. Nobody sees when you plant the seed in the ground. Nobody can see it. You are not visible, but you are there. I said you are there. Am I talking to anybody here? You are still there. Do you believe you are a mighty seed? You must sometimes go out of coverage area where nobody can see, nobody can reach you. I'm telling you. You don't understand when I talk to you about how Bishop started the ministry and how pastors in the city of Accra didn't want to relate with him. Up to a point that even his wedding, there was no pastor in Accra who felt important enough to attend his wedding. Who is that? What Mills? To be planted means to be forgotten, to be rejected, to be out of coverage. Nobody wants to even relate to you. But don't worry, if God planted you, you are going to come out in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout amen. Rejection is part of planting. To be planted means to be rejected. Because you see, when Joseph had a dream, and then in the dream he was supposed to be a great guy, and he had become every all the church were bowing to him, and was such a great guy. The dream was supposed to come, but first of all he had to die. He had to be planted. So God took him away from his comfort zone. Am I talking to anybody here? You see, he was taken out of his comfort zone. The place where he felt comfortable. The place where everybody could see him. The place where everybody could hail him. He was taken away into a strange land. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. You look at God at the back, I'm not hearing me. Are you hearing me at the back? Are you still here? It's part of being planted. Amen. He got to a place. That guy who used to wear a coat of many colors, when he preached a message, the coat of many colors. I explained all the colors in Joseph's coats. You know, each of them have a meaning. Now, you see, the guy who used to wear a coat of many colors, this guy now was wearing prisoner's clothes. Yeah. To be planted sometimes means to be lied about. He was lied about, but he didn't have any defense. He said, how come this woman is lying about me? She is the one, but say, hey, go to prison. And it was to be planted means to be in prison. I'm preaching. Am I talking to anybody here? Some of you would like to defend yourself in ministry. Don't defend yourself. God will defend you. I said, God will defend you. Am I preaching to anybody? In life, let God fight your battles for you. Be still and know that I am the Lord. May God fight every battle in life on your behalf. Shout amen. Am I preaching to anybody here? Have you been lied about before? Have you heard stresses about you that were not true before? That you couldn't even open your mouth and defend yourself? It is part of being planted. You want to be a mighty seed? Do you want to be a mighty seed? I said, do you want to be a mighty seed? Get ready to be lied about. Get ready to be rejected. Sister, the fact that the boy rejected you is part of your being planted. You are going to come out and the blessing of God will be revealed in your life. Come on, shout amen. It's part of being planted. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, I can remember when Bishop sent one brother to go and invite one of these ministers in the city of Accra to come and preach in our church. And the minister said, I don't sow among thorns. In other words, your ministry is a thorny ministry. Ministry of thorns. I can't come and sow among thorns. What a shock. Are you still here? I can remember many times that Bishop we wonder, say, hey, so don't you have anybody friend in town that nobody wants to relate with this thing? But don't worry. It's part of being planted. I'm preaching. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Can I talk to somebody here? Can I talk to you right there? What have you survived? What have we been through? Some of you have been through so much, but God is working on you. I said, God is working on you. God wants you to bear much fruit. The beauty of every tree is the fruit it bears. Amen. What makes a tree attractive are the fruit on the tree. But what makes the tree enduring is the roots of the tree. When the roots are deep, the tree will endure. When it is attractive, it means there are fruit on it. Every tree has an enduring part and attractive part. Every ministry has an attractive part. The enduring part is the part that you don't know about. When you see a ministry, when you see somebody doing well, there's a part of his story that you cannot see. I'm preaching. There's a part of the person's story that you don't know about. You don't know. You were not there when he was crying in the bedroom. You are not there when he was praying. You're not there when he was out of coverage area. Nobody wanted to know him. And he was praying and calling on God. Now you see the flowery part of the ministry. Am I talking to anybody here? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sit down, folks. Sit down. I'm preaching. Amen. Are you still here? Choristers, are you there? Yeah. Ladies, has anyone rejected you before? Have you tried to love somebody and your heart was moving and the brother told you all those nice things? When I see you, my heart begins to move from the left to the right. One brother told a lady, when I hear your voice, I jump 3 times. And the ladies believe it. What a shock. God forgive ladies who believe all these stories. They tell you strange and you believe it. I don't know some of you ladies why you believe such things. The brother is saying, when I hear your voice, I jump 3 times. Dangerous. Are you still here? Oh, yeah. Tell you something. Some of you, your heart has moved because the way he talks to you. Somebody said, Bishop, I have not met anybody who talks to me the way he talks to me. Bishop, you don't know. One day I asked a lady, I said, sister, why did you come to church? She said, I went to visit my beloved. I said, hey, so why should beloved prevent you from coming to church? Is he born again? He said, Bishop, he's an American. Rubbish. I didn't ask whether he's an American or he's a Gabonese. I said, is he born again? He said, Bishop, he's an American. As an American, he cannot be born again. What a shock. I'm preaching. Ladies, are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, people have said nice things to you. Nice things. One brother said, oh, can I touch you? Are you real or you are created? Were you crafted or you were created? I just want to touch you to see whether you are real. One lady told me the other time. She said she was crossing the road, and then a very beautiful car stopped. And the gentleman said, "Madam, please, do you know where this shop is? Where Malcolm is?" Then he said, "Oh, just pass this way, and then you get there." Gentleman said, "I know Malcolm. I just wanted to hear your voice. You are so beautiful. I wanted to hear your voice." Your head is sleeping. Oh, that down. I'm preaching. I'm telling you. You are following those raps. One day, a gentleman was rapping a girl on the other side of the phone. You know, another side, and he was talking to her on the phone. Say, "Hi, baby. I love you. Because you have not called the whole week. I've not slept the whole week. Every night I sleep only 1.5 hours. Now, you know something? On the other side, I'm sure lady will say, don't say that. But you see, when the brother will say, give these raps, say all the nice raps, and then you hold the mouthpiece so that the lady can't hear what he's saying. Wait, and you turn his head and said, "My dad and more Chinese in you." You understand? I'm deceiving her. I'm going to marry a Chinese girl. Meanwhile, on the other side, she was just deceiving the raps. May nobody ever deceive you again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you still in church? Oh, anything you have been through is part of the process of going down. But you are not going to stay down forever. Because you are a mighty seed. You will break the ground and you will come out. One of the dangerous things is to plant a seed of a big tree and near your house. You think it's dead, but when it's still coming out, before you realize, cracks has appeared in the concrete ground. Nothing can keep you under. You are so mighty, you are so strong, you are going to break every resistance and every hindrance in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you will break through. You will break through. Your ministry will break through. Your finances will break through. I say you breaking through in Jesus' name. Anything that opposes you, may the power of God take over now. May you break every resistant wall. May you break every hindering power in the name of Jesus. Because you are a mighty seed. Say, "I'm a mighty seed." I did not hear your voice. Do you believe what I'm saying? Oh yes. Have you seen cracks in walls before? The tree that was very little, when it started growing, I'm telling you, some of you have been in places where the ground is very hard. But I declare to you today, you are a mighty seed. You will break every ground up. You will break every wall. Pull through every resistance. Receive the anointing now in the name of Jesus. May God anoint you. There's no place where you will not survive. May the surviving anointing come upon you in Jesus' name. You will survive in ministry. You will survive in marriage. You will survive in your business. You will survive in the work of God. Say, "I receive it." You are a mighty seed. Am I talking to anybody here? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will overcome. You will prevail. Watch out. I see a mega church coming out of your loins. I see a great ministry coming out of your loins. I see buildings. I see churches. I see houses. I see businesses. I see promotion. I see establishment coming out of your life. Receive the anointing now in Jesus' name. I declare to you, your ministry will work. Your marriage will work. Say, "My marriage will work. My ministry will work. My business will work.
my finances will work. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Say, I believe it. You will not remain poor forever. You may be a single seed, but as you come out there, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Are you here? If you take one orange fruit, orange, you can cut the orange into pieces. You can count the number of seeds in the orange. Am I right? You can count the number of seeds. Some oranges have 6, some have 12, some have 18, some have 24, depending on what type of orange it is. Everybody can count the number of seeds in one orange. But when you take one orange seed, nobody can count the number of fruits that will come out of the seed. You are a seed. You are a seed. I see many fruits coming out of your life. Many fruits are coming out of your life. Churches, salvations, miracles, healings, deliverances. May many fruit come out of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Do you believe it? Nobody can count it. Nobody can count it. Nobody can count it. Nobody can determine that when I look at this seed, it will bring forth only 200 oranges. Nobody can say that this seed is to bring 1,000. As long as the seed has life and the fruit is to keep on bringing forth. Having seen mangoes in your house, your grandmother ate the mangoes, your mother ate those mangoes, you and your brothers are eating the mangoes, your children are eating the mangoes. May you be a seed for many generations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. I'm preaching to you. Now sit down, let me show you one scripture. One or two scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at someone who I'm preaching. Koramakasi. I told you the days of smallness are over. The days of smallness, they are over. They are over. Receive it for yourself. As I receive it for yourself, the days of smallness, small offering, small, you know, some people when they're eating, the meat is small. So you eat around the meat. You eat all the rice and use the small meat as last galo. Those days of small meat is over. Say amen, somebody. Are you there? When we're children, when they buy one Coca-Cola, they mix it with water and they share it among all of us. Everybody comes with his cup. What a shock. Now that we have grown, we come back Coca-Cola. They tell us we shouldn't drink. We will drink. Anyway, let's go. Someone. Find it. Help me, Jesus. Am I preaching to you? I came to encourage somebody here. As I came to encourage somebody here. Blessed is a man. Blessed is a man. Now, the Amplified. Do you have the Amplified Bible on your screen? On the computer? Do you have the Amplified? Do you have it? I'm asking a question. Does anybody have it? Who is controlling the sound? Does she have it? Madam, answer my question so you can continue. Do you have it? You don't have it. You don't. You have it. You have it. All right. Very good. So you have to answer before you go on to the work. Some people, they like the work more than answering. All right. Is it there? If you don't mind, let's read it together. Ready, go. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives. In the path where sinners walk. Nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. Amen. Now, I like the first sentence, blessed. It means happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable.
When anybody say you are blessed, it means that you are happy. It means you are prosperous. It means you are fortunate. It means you are to be envied. Hold on, put your name on your neighbor's shoulder and say you are blessed. It means, tell him, it means you are happy. You are prosperous. You are fortunate. You are enviable. May that be your story in Jesus' name. May people envy you because of the prosperity of God on your life. I'm preaching. They will envy you. I said they will envy you. They say, mama, my, how come things are working for him? They say, may, yeah. How come he seems to be doing well? Where did he get this car from? You are going to be blessed. Amen. You're going to be prosperous. I speak to prosperous people here in California. Nobody will ever say, only Akada people are doing well. You'll never say that again. You, in your village, in your town, New Tafo, Old Tafo, Kukuntumi, where else? Akimoda, Nkoko. May you prosper where God has located you. Come on, shout amen. Blessed, that means happy. You have a happy marriage. And you have a happy marriage. You have a happy marriage. You'll be happily married. Say, I will be happily married. Do you believe it? When you see your husband, you'll not be angry. When you see your wife, you say, come on, honey, there's no woman like you. When I see a voluptuous, preach, bishop, preach. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable. Enviable. You know, I'm talking to you about, listen carefully, as I told you about the mighty seed. You see, the seed becomes what it becomes because of where it is planted. Say amen. Amen. So now let me show you something. There's something we call the law of association. Somebody said the law of association. I did not hear you. Amen. Where you stand, where you walk, where you sit will determine what your future will become. Say, Bishop, say it again. I will. Where you walk, where you stand, where you sit will determine how your future will become. Your future is determined by where you are walking, the people who are walking with you. Amen. Ask your neighbor, who is walking with you? Who is walking with you? Ask, hold the ear and put the ear. Please look over there. I'm watching those who are not watching. Hold the ear and ask him, who is walking with you? Ask him, who are you walking with? Hold the ear. Hold, come on, are you afraid of her? Pull the ear and ask him, who are you walking? Who are you walking with? Who are you walking with? I'm preaching. I'm saying to you, your future, how mighty you become, will depend on who you are walking with, who you are standing with, and who you are sitting by. Amen. Blessed is a man who does not walk with some type of people, who does not stand with some type of people, and who does not sit with some type of people. Who are you walking with? Once again, hold your neighbor's ear and pull it again and ask him, who are you walking with? I'm watching whether you're holding. Bishop Yale, do you know something? You see, Bishop Yale, when I ask people to hold the ear, some brothers appear to be too spiritual. You see, they are sitting by the sister and they can't find the ear. Meanwhile, these same brothers, they can find other things at certain times. You know where the breast is, you can't find the ear. What a shock. Hold your neighbor's ear and put the ear and ask him, who are you walking with? Who are you walking with? What a shock.
Are you there? Yeah. I'm preaching. Your future, the greatness of the grace on your life will be determined by your association, who you are working with, who you are standing with, and whom you are sitting by. Ask your neighbor, who are you sitting by? Who are you sitting by? As of tonight, who are you sitting by? What a shock. Are you understanding what I'm saying tonight? God wants you to be great. You are a mighty seed. But that thing will be determined by who you are working with. Amen. Are you there? Who are you working with? Amen. Who you are standing with and who you are sitting by. That is what will determine the blessedness of your life. Amen. Are you coming along with me? Look, I have grown up. I remember when I was in secondary school, I had friends. Sit down, let me continue preaching. You like standing too much. Are you there? When I was in school, I always remember how we were young people all together serving God, trusting God, and so on. I had friends, you know, and one of the greatest blessings of my life is the people that I met. You know, every junction of your life, God will bring somebody or some people that will into your life. And I'm sorry to tell you that the devil also brings some people along the same pathway. The choice is yours. Can I have an amen? The choice is yours. Amen. Are you what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me, I went to secondary school form one, and then a little boy, 12 years, 13 years thereabout, and then I met this senior called Senior Castro. What a shock. When we arrived, there were so many seniors sitting by, and they called from one boy, you come here, bring your trunk key, bring your chalkboard key. These seniors were very frightening. We little boys were afraid of them. Now, when I saw these people sitting there, all of us arrived, and then our parents have gone home, and then there's a lot of them, and the senior castle said, hey, come here. When I came, I said, what's your name? I said, Yeti. I said, Yeti what? I said, Yeti Saki. So, okay, give me your keys. He collected the keys of my trunk and chopbox. Said, do you know how to wash? I said, yes. You know how to iron? Yes. Okay, you wash my clothes and iron, okay? You'll be my small boy. I said, yes, sir, senior. I said, I'm Castro. When he said Castro, I almost fell down. Of all the names in the world, what name is Castro? What a shock. Are you what I'm saying? Now, so many other seniors called other people. You come here. Everybody took a small boy. But the interesting thing, you know, the following day, I was sleeping about 4:30 a.m. when I felt somebody waking me up. I said, wake up. And when I woke up, it was Senior Castro. He said, change your pajamas. Wear your shorts and shirts. I changed. He said, follow me. I thought it was a ritual murder. The man was going to kill me. I was afraid. He said, follow me. And I followed Senior Castro out of the dormitory through the darkness. We went all the way. He took me to one classroom. When I entered the classroom, they arranged about 5 chairs. And 2 people were sitting there already. He said, sit here. And I sat down. Small boy, the following second day in the school, what is going to happen to me? And I sat down there. And Senior Castro opened his bag. Do you know what happened? He took out the Bible. Hallelujah. And he said, shall we pray? And that early morning, he led me and my friends to Christ. I didn't know that I have fallen into the hands of a good man. May you fall into a good man's hands. May God direct your step into the hands of a good person. Come on, shout amen. Am I preaching to anybody here? Oh, yes, yes. How I have become depended on the hands I fell in. I fell into good hands. Some people, you know, it's amazing. Senior Castro led the 3 small boys, led us to Christ that day. I did not know that God has mercifully directed me into the hands of the president of the Scripture Union. He was the one, or the vice president of the Scripture Union. He was the one I fell into his hands. And then, to my great, you see, he took my trunk key and my chopper's key, but there was nothing in it. So you can even swallow it, I don't care. But to my great excitement, Senior Castro was also the Daniel Hall prefect. I did not know that. But God, may God direct your paths aright. I said, may God direct your paths aright. I never got hungry the whole year in the school. I don't even care if nobody visited me. I had food to eat, special diets, because my senior, my school father, was a dining hall. Clap your hands for the Lord. Look, I'm telling you, you may not understand. I'm telling you that in life, how you become depends on who works with you, who you stand with, and who you sit by. Can you believe that some of my friends, that we all entered the school the same time, some of the seniors who caught them, some of the seniors were weed smokers, some of them were bad seniors. By the time we finished Form 1, some of my classmates were smoking. When I was praying in tongues, some were smoking, because I fell into good hands. May God direct you from today. May God pull your eyes out of any wicked hand. May God place you in a good place to enjoy his blessing. Clap your hands for the Lord. Now sit down. Let me show you a few things. Is it yet 7 o'clock? Ooh, hallelujah. I'm excited. I said I'm excited. Your future is very bright. Push at him and say, your future is very bright. The future of your life. Tell him, you will not marry an orangutan. You will not marry an orangutan. You will not marry Ajwa Tarzan. You will not marry a Kua Rambo. Amen. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Hallelujah. There's a scripture I want to show you. A few scriptures. Genesis chapter 13, verse 5. Genesis 13, 5. But Lot, who went with Abram, is it beautiful? Also had flocks and herds and tents. No, go, use the King James. It's all right. Use the King James. Okay. 13, just 5. And Lot also, somebody, and Lot also. No, say it loud. At the back, say it loud. Bible says, and Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. You see, look at the previous verse. The previous one. Verse, okay, go to 2. Verse 2. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Amen. And he went on his journeys from south even to Bethel, unto the place where the tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai. Verse 4. Unto the place of the altar which he had made, and so on. Now verse 5. And Lot also. Just connect 2 and 5. Go to 2 and then jump to 5. Verse 2. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Now verse 5. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Hallelujah! God called Abram. Amen. God is Abram that God called. Are you there? God said, Abram, follow me. And Abram was blessed. He had gold. He had tents. He had houses. He had cattle. Amen. But then, here comes Lot. Lot was the one, there was no one who was called. It was this one who was called. And then Abraham said, Lot, let's get along. And hold Lot's hand. Put your hand around him. And as this man was blessed with gold, with silver, with cattle, and Lot also, I pray for you today. The association will change your life. Your future depends on who you are working with. The future of your ministry, of your home, of your life depends on the one you are working with. And Lot also, and Lot also, and Lot also. One day, one day, one day, when they say Bishop Doug is a part of mega churches, and they say, and Bishop Yale also, who followed Bishop Doug, also has a mega church. When they mention it, or your name will also be mentioned. I'm preaching. Your association will change your destiny. Your association will change the grace on your life. And Lot also. 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 May God give you a good person to work with. May a good person hold your hand. May a good person grab you. May a good person say, let's go along. Let's serve God together. Let's go to church together. Let's pray together. And when you are blessed, you also be blessed in Jesus' name. And Lot also. 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 And Lot. You will not be exempted from the blessed people. I say you will not be exempted from blessed people. And Lot also. And Lot also. How can Abraham be blessed and Lot, who came along, will not be blessed? How possible? Who are you working with? Ask anybody again. Who are you working with? May God give you an Abraham to work with. May God give you a patriarch to work with. May God give you an anointed person to work with. I'm preaching. Who is E.A.T. Sack? Where did I come from? But I blessed God the day I met my bishop. It looked accidental. It looked like it's out of chance. But meeting him has changed my life. This is the one I travel to places. People ask me, are you the E.A.T. Sack that Bishop Doug talks about? I am like Lot, and Lot also. And Lot also. I pray for you today. Association will change your life. Associating with this ministry, with your pastor, with the leader God has given you, may it change your life forever. And Lot also. And Emmanuel also. And Emmanuel also. Hallelujah. And Lord also. Amen. Am I preaching to anybody here? Oh, I'm talking to somebody. And Andy also. What a word. What a word. Your leader cannot be blessed. Have you ever seen a head, the head promoted? You see, as I'm here, the head is here. Now the head is not going up the stage. The head is have promotion to go up the stage. Now the head is going. Now why is the stomach also going? Because the stomach connected to the head. And the head is going, the stomach is also going up. I pray for you today that your connection will bring promotion, bring anointing, bring a change in your life and ministry. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. You shall never remain the same. Say, I will never be the same. Lift your right hand and say, I will never be the same. Some of you at the back cannot lift your hand. Say, I will never be the same. I will never be the same. By my connection, by my association, my life will change. My life will change. Hallelujah. My time is running up. Let me show you two more scriptures. Thank you, guys. But you know something? You know the mistake that Lot made. Do you remember the mistake that Lot made? The Bible says that, and when Lot was so blessed, so rich, this guy who was not supposed to be rich is now rich by virtue of his association. It's working for him. Ministry is working. Life is working for him. He had bought a new BMW. His master has a new Benz, also a new BMW. Things are working for him. Then suddenly the Bible says that, and there was a rift and a fight between Lot's church members and Abraham's church members. They began to fight. They began to fight. And then Abraham came and said, look, Lot, we are related. Look at how God has blessed us. You go your way and also go my way. If you go right, I'll go left. If you go to the north, I'll go to the south. And the Bible said that, and Lot looked at the greenery, look at the beautiful side. and he chose the best portion. The mistake Lot made was to have gone. He should have said, Abraham, I'm not a fool. I know that my blessing, because I'm linked to you. If it get into my head that I'm also as anointed as anybody else, and I can be by myself, do my own thing, I'm spelling my own doom. That is what Lot should have said. Lot should have said, no. Abraham, you can never sack me. My blessing is because I'm linked to you. Because Bible says, and Lot also. Not Lot, but Lot also. My blessing is because I'm linked to you. So there's no way you'll drag me out. But Lot felt that he has arrived. What a shock. That is what many churches and pastors do. When they lay hands on the chicken doesn't die. They feel they are anointed as their father. I can also start, I change the name Lighter Chapel International to Traffic Light International Ministry. What a shock. Touch Light International Church. I'm preaching something. I'm saying something. Are you there? Lord collected himself, his money, his cattle, his people. Let go. Bible says that. And he pitched his tent near Sodom. Because he felt that he's capable to make it by himself. Who is hearing me today? He felt that he's capable to make it by himself. So Lot moved away and pitched his tent near Sodom. The next time we read about Lot, he was in Sodom, inside Sodom. The next time we read about Lot again, there was fighting. So everything that he had was bent. He left Sodom with only the shirt that he was wearing. Everything was gone. Simply because he delinked himself from the source of his blessing. Clap your hands for the Lord. He delinked. He separated himself from the one that God has called to become and be with me. He thought, I'm as good as Abraham to prosper. But we see what happened to Lot. He left Sodom with nothing. His wife and his people were even trying to sleep with his daughters. What a shock. Are you there? And his own daughters also slept with him. Now listen, let me go on quickly. Another scripture, Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. Genesis 30, 27. 30, 27. Genesis. Right. The Bible says, this is Laban. Laban had cattle and all that. Look at what the Bible says. Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. And Laban said unto him, that is what I said unto Jacob, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord had blessed me for thy sake. Amen. What am I saying? This was a Laban who was a struggler, and then God sent Jacob into his life. May God send a Jacob into your life. May your struggle cease from today in Jesus' name. And when Jacob came and worked with Laban, suddenly, this struggler man, his sheep got multiplied. The cattle multiplied. Everything that he had multiplied. And a time came when Jacob said, I need to go. I want to go. And Laban was wise and said, No. I beg you, Jacob, don't go. Stay here. For I have learned by experience that God has blessed me because of you. God has blessed me because of you. Your association will bring a certain blessing into your life that you cannot even imagine. You should have shouted a louder amen. Amen. Are you there? God has blessed me. Pastor Lord, are you there? He said, I've learned by experience. We need to learn by experience. I'm telling you. Some of you have never dreamt to build a house, but by relationship, as you walk into this beautiful place, this beautiful child building, this beautiful building, you receive anointing to build your own house also. I see house builders right here. I see house builders right here. In the name of Jesus, say, I receive it. You say, my family, nobody has anything. But each time you walk into this cathedral, you see these offices, tell yourself, Lord, anointing on the head. May that anointing also fall on me. May I also become a builder. May I build your church. May I build a house. May I build a place by myself. I've learned by experience. Look, I was very young, but now I'm not so young as I used to be. Are you there? I can say I've learned by experience. I don't come from home. When I was going to university, my clothes, the clothes I took to school, were packed in an empty milk carton. There was no money to buy a suitcase. There was nothing in my house that I could pack my clothes into. I packed my clothes in an empty milk carton. I carried it from Winneba, took a bus to Accra, and then took a trotter from Circle to Legon Junction. And I walked from Legon Junction to my Hall of Residence, Mr. Sabah Hall, in 1982. That's all I had. But I thank God. Am I talking to anybody here? That I am a woman. My walk with God, I met somebody in my life. He didn't teach me prosperity. He didn't teach me how to make money. He taught me how to serve, how to do the work of God, how to preach, how to do the ministry. And as we have been engaged in doing the work of God, I've seen the blessing of God in my life. I'm telling you, I've learned by experience. Where I came from wasn't good. But I can say where I'm standing now, it is good by the grace of God. May God change your story. Laban said, I'm talking about who you are walking with, who you are sitting by, who you are standing with, who you walk with, who you stand with, and who you sit by will determine your future. Am I preaching to you here? Can I get one more scripture? Do you want one more? I said, do you want one more? Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 39. I'm going to be ending shortly. Genesis chapter 39, verse 5. Genesis 39, verse 5. This is the story of Joseph. And it came to pass from the time that he had been, that is Joseph, had made Potiphar had made Joseph overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The Lord did what? He blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in his house and in the field. The man was an Egyptian, but there was a divine connection. He got connected to Joseph. May you be connected to the right person. Hallelujah. He got connected to Joseph. And the Bible says that, and the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The day he said, Joseph, take over. Joseph, run the show. Joseph, rule the house. Joseph, let things work out. The Bible says that from that day, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had, both in his house and in the field. All I'm saying to you, Reverend Chris, is that you are not a self-made person. Your connection will change your story. If you're connected to the right person, your story will change. I say your story will change. Your story will change. Your story will change. Haven't you heard people say that? Wako our papa. Have you heard before? What does it mean? He has got into the right marriage. He went to a right marriage. That is why our parents, when you're going to get married, They ask you, which house does he come from? Which house does she come from? Because for them it's important to see whether there's madness in the house.
What a shock.
Whether there's a strange sickness in the family. So for our parents, for you young person, if you're in love, me, I'm in love. I don't care which house it comes from, but your parents are not in love. They're using their senses, not your foolish heart. They're using their senses. Are you there? If you go to India, you know, India is a place where they choose who you marry for you. You're looking at me. I'm talking to you. Keep looking at me. If you go to India and you are ready, brother, are you married? Stand up. You're ready to marry. Your parents say, come. And they say, you stand here. Okay, go and face the wall. Look, go and face the wall. Don't look behind. Uh-huh. Go and face the wall. And then your parents will go and be looking, which of the ladies? Which of?
I don't want to make any choice to get into any problem.
Hey, I said go and face the wall. Move to the wall. Move. Hey, face that. Don't look. Hey. Yes. And then they will go. Just as an example. Huh? Can I choose you? As an example. Is it an example? They will go and negotiate. Don't look back. If you look back, I'll beat you. They will go and the parents will go and make connection. For somebody in another island again said, this girl will be good for our son. And then they will go. And they will go. And when they get there, they say, hey, Kweku, look, this is your wife. We are having a wedding tomorrow. You're laughing. No, I'm telling you. I met an Indian man. He told me, he said, Bishop, the day I met my wife was the day before the wedding. He never saw the lady's face. His parents told him that we have found a wife for you, that's all. So they arranged the wedding and everything. The day before the wedding, when the man arrived, said, this is the woman you are marrying. Tomorrow you are having the wedding. You young girls and boys of today, too known. I want to choose my choice. Your mouth, I want to choose your choice. Now listen. This man told me, he said that we have married for 20 years. We have never quarreled before. Never. He said the woman that I never met, I never saw the woman. I met her only the day before we married. Because you see, the parents have done, they know our son's behavior. We know his character. Now we have also done our own search. We see this lady will fit, and then they choose. In fact, read statistics, and if you read statistics, they'll tell you that in India, those who wives are chosen for them, 80% of the marriages stand. Those who find their own wives, only 40% stand. 60 end in divorce. Because so few people, you want breasts. You're looking at breasts. When they are looking at character, you are looking at breasts. You're looking. I'm talking to you. Keep looking. When they look at Subine, they're looking at character. You're looking at Botosai. That's what you're looking at. What a shock. So, Bishop, when I see the Botos, something's happening in my trousers. What is happening in your trousers? Come on, stop this behavior. What if something happening in my trousers? Let your trousers stand still. Go and sit down, my sister. Clap for this sister and then this brother. Amen. I mean, if I can understand what I'm saying. No, I'm not. You see, my sons, I also have three boys. I know that they will not allow me to choose for them. They are too known. Too known. They will not allow me. But you see, I'm planning lunches and dinners. When I see a nice girl, that this girl has a good character, I'll be inviting her for lunch and so on. Hoping perhaps, maybe, all things being equal. David, stand up, David. I hear the message I'm preaching. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Don't look at breast size. Listen to your mother's advice. Have you heard? I say yes. Sit down, young son. Clap your hands for the Lord. How many of you hear what I'm saying? No, all I'm saying tonight, let it enter your spirit. What I'm saying is this, that how your life will turn out, there's a future ahead of you. The future, how old are you? 27. Yeah, your future, there's so many years ahead of you. Don't mess up your future by working with the wrong people. Am I talking to you? By standing with the wrong people and by sitting with the wrong people. Blessed is the man who does not walk, who does not stand, and who does not sit with evil people. May your association change your destiny. Come on, shout amen. Ladies, don't work with gossips in the church. Say amen. If somebody is a gossip, change your friend. Change her. I said change her. Delete a number from your phone. Some people, when they call you, always use their stories. I'm preaching. Some guys, when they call Charlie, the lady fine, pal, foolish boy. Let's talk about some scriptures. Change your friends, because your friends will ruin your future. The people that you're connected to. But may God open your eyes to see who God is leading you to. Who God is leading you to. Amen. It is Bishop Yeller's connection with Bishop Baden, who is connected to Bishop Dagwood Mills, that has brought him where he is today. Am I talking to anybody here? He got connected to the right person, who was connected to the right person. Today he's a bishop, because when he was plugged in, he stayed with the connection. May you be connected properly. I said, may you be connected properly. Am I talking to anybody here? I hear what I'm saying. I am blessed. I am favored. I am grateful to God. Something that look like chances, look like accidents, is actually God organizing your life. Some of you came to this church almost by mistake, but God is connecting you to somebody who is properly connected, and that anointing will flow from the head all the way down, also into your life. You ask yourself, how would I ever be connected to Bishop Dagwood Mills? You can be connected if you're connected to somebody who is connected to him. That anointing also flowing through you into the person, into your life. And that blessing on the head can also come upon you. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Am I preaching to you here? I said, am I preaching to you here? Bible says, and the Egyptian's house was blessed for Joseph's sake. Egyptian, his house was blessed. Everything he had was blessed. You, there will be no curse in your family. From today, no curse will work in your family. Every curse in your family that affected your father and your grandmother may be separated from that curse in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You'll be blessed. I said, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. Can I show you the very last scripture? Very last scripture. I'm enjoying myself tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Yeah. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Oh, it's 8 o'clock already. Okay, I should be ending. 1 Samuel chapter 10. I told you I don't preach as long as Bishop Adi. He says a lot of nasty things. Anyway, but let's carry on. I found 1 Samuel chapter 10. Read from verse number 10. Chief, where are you going? You're going to read. Okay. And when they came hither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him. Wow. A company of what? Not a company of gossips. Not a company of womanizers. Not a company of smokers. Not a company of useless people. May you meet good company in your life. May you have good company in your life. A company of prophets met him, that is Saul, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Tonight, may the Spirit of God come upon you by walking into this church. So if you travel from Asamankese, from Oda, from Kibi, you came from Tafo, I pray that you will receive the anointing tonight in Jesus' name. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. Wow. Verse 11. And it came to pass, when all that knew him, knew Saul, before time, saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, what is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? May that be said about you in Jesus' name. They'll say, are you also among the prosperous people? Are you also among the mega church pastors? Are you also among those who are doing well? Is Saul also among the prophets? And look at the next one. Bible says, and one of the same place answered and said, but who is their father? But what? But who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb. Is Saul also among the prophets? Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Verse somewhere, do you understand the message I'm preaching? Now listen. As I close, I'm just making you to see this beautiful thing. The Bible says, Saul's father was a farmer. Saul's father had donkeys. Saul's father had farms. But now Saul was looking for donkeys. Am I talking to anybody here? He was looking for donkeys. And the search for donkeys landed him in the house of Samuel the prophet. And after some relationship with the prophets, Bible says in chapter 10 verse 1, he took the vial of oil. Samuel took the vial. Bring it to me quickly. He took the vial. It's okay. Of oil. You stay there. You are Saul. Looking for donkeys. One brother came to church once. He was chasing a girl, and because he entered into church, today he's a pastor. May your search bring you to a good place. The Bible says that, and Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it on his head. And when the oil, it's okay. And when the oil was poured on his head, he hugged him and he kissed him. And he said, go your way. And when, you see, this was after he met Samuel. After the son of a farmer met the prophet. People thought that when they see Saul, they'll be looking for somebody with a hoe, with a cutlass, or with a bulldozer. But no, when they saw Saul, he was prophesying. They said, but who is his father? We thought his father was a farmer. How come? Because in those days, the sons of prophets prophesy. The sons of farmers farm. So how come the son of a farmer is now prophesying? How come somebody like you is becoming a pastor? Somebody like you is being used by God? Somebody like you is singing in the choir? Is Saul also among the prophets? Is Saul also among the prophets? And who is his father? You see, when you meet certain people, your biological relationship will not matter anymore. Do you hear what I said? I can't see those at the back. Those of you in front, sit down. Let me finish preaching. I'm ending tonight. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of you understand what I'm saying tonight? How many of you understand? Lift your hand. Let me see your hand. You see, all of us, there are two types of relationships. Biological relationship and spiritual relationships. Biological relationship is the family into which you were born. I was born a Saki. Born into the Saki royal family of Winneba. What a shock. That is the family I was born into. That is my biological family. But then there's also a spiritual family. That when you see the Saki royal Saki family was born into their royals and all those type of things that you talk about. But then there's also a certain relationship that is a spiritual relationship. Everybody must seek for your spiritual relationship. Not just biological, but spiritual. You were Abebio family, I can understand. You are from the Chemanti family, I understand. You are from Owusu family, I understand. You are from Labi family, I understand. You are from Ose family, I understand. But now, when you have a spiritual connection, they will say, Oses, don't do this. How come you are serving God? How come you are in the choir singing? How come you are lifting your hands and praising? What has happened to you? They will say, what's your name again? It's Albert. Are you Owusu? It's Albert Owusu, also among the prophets. And they will ask, but who is his father? We thought his father is Mr. Owusu, who works at post office. His father is Oyadeye, so he must also become Oyadeye. His father is a blacksmith, so he must also become a blacksmith. His father is a ghost, he must also become a ghostmith, because what your father is, what you will become. So when they saw Saul, they said, no, it cannot be that the son of Kish, the farmer, is now prophesying. Who is his father? Because Saul, in the search for donkeys, had a spiritual connection. Are you still here? Had a spiritual connection. The greatest influence in your life is your spiritual connection. More important than your biological connection. I'm telling you. More important than your biological connection. Your biological connection, you didn't choose your family. Am I talking to anybody here? Nobody chose his own father or your mother. You are born into a family you are born into. But when it comes to spiritual connection, you have a choice. You can say, this man from now is going to be my father. I'm going to be connected to this man. The anointing, the grace, the power in his life, I'm going to crave for it and I'm going to desire it. And when you make that choice, something will change in your life. Clap your hands for the Lord. Am I talking to you here? Something will change in your life. Amen. They will say, it's Lord also among the blessed ones. Because the Lord family, we know, nobody has built a house. Nobody has ever driven a car. How come he's driving such a nice car? Is he not the father of Mr. Nto, who was a poor man? Yes, it is true. He's a bad guy, but your spiritual connection will bring blessing. Prosperity, be fortunate, you'll be envied, because the blessing of God will come into your life. It's Lord also among the prophets. Show me his father. Who is his father? Who is his father? Tonight, may you be properly connected. I said, may you be properly connected. Am I talking to you here? May you be connected to a source, a real source. When I look at Bishop Yale sitting here, he's an anointed man, very anointed, very, very anointed, heavily prophetic and anointed. If you plug yourself properly into him, that grace that is on his life will touch your life, will flow into your life. The reason why I can confidently say that is because I know that he's also properly connected. So that power that flows, flowing from up there, flows through him. And touch. Nobody within who has heard my voice today, if you take a decision from tonight, I'll be connected. You'll never be poor again. I say you'll never be poor again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will never have any small thing around you again. Your ministry will change. Your business will change. I've met people who a bishop is not a businessman, he's a minister, but he's showing businessmen how to prosper in your business. by their relationship with this grace, this gift of God, their secular businesses are changing. You may sell crabs, you may sell nails, but if you are properly connected to a spiritual powerhouse, that secular job you are doing, it will prosper. I said it will prosper. It will prosper.
What a word. What a word. Stand to your feet, everybody. And clap your hands for the Lord. Are you blessed tonight? I feel blessed tonight, I tell you. Lift your two hands up high. Karosh kabahatosi. Kirandorodoboshki bahatosi. Oh, Jesus. It's always among the prophets. Some of you are going to do what you have never done before. Some of you are going to build houses. By the time you are 35, you'll build your own house. Let those who believe shout amen. Some of you are going to have big businesses. Many of you are going to become pastors and shepherds with large congregations. Receive that anointing tonight in Jesus' name. Are you here? I said, are you here? I said, are you here? What was said about Elisha? The Bible says, and they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Elisha had his biological father called Shaphat. But when he got connected to Elijah, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Tonight, I want to pray for you. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Say, Lord, let me not lose my spiritual connection. Lift your hands up and begin to pray right now. Can lift your hands and pray. Wait, don't go away yet. You're closing shortly. You're closing a few minutes. Lift your hands and pray tonight. Two minutes, just pray. Everybody pray tonight. One more minute, pray. I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Oh Jesus, breathe on us, Lord. Breathe on us, Lord. There's grace in this house. There's grace in this house. There's grace in this house. Kandarababa bandololobo shikibahata. Vindiribololobo shikibahandololobo si. Zimamababa bandololobo kibandololobo si. Vindiriboka bandololobo shikibahandololobo. Oh Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now listen. I want you to hold a person to your left or your right. Hold a person's hand. Pray. I say, Lord, strengthen my spiritual connection. Hold that hand and pray now. Pray now. Squeeze that hand and pray. May I be properly spiritually connected. May I be connected properly spiritually. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your power. Kaba Toshiki Mahatosi. Ziba Baba Bandaraboshi. Spirit of Jesus. Spirit of Jesus. Breathe upon us, Lord. Breathe upon us, Lord. Breathe upon us, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Strengthen our spiritual connection. Let the oil flow. Let the anointing flow. Let your grace flow. In every life, oh God. Thank you, Father, thank you for tonight. Tonight, nobody here who heard your voice will ever remain the same. Lord, if there be any relationship that is not godly, anyone working with anything that is not godly, that is standing with things that are not godly and spiritual, sitting among people that are mocking and they're not spiritual, I sever that relationship now. I separate you from that relationship now. I separate from backwardness now. I separate you from waywardness now. I separate you from retrogression now. Every spirit of backwardness I reverse in Jesus' name. Amen. Every spirit of family setback, every spirit of family disease, every spirit of looking back, a spirit of turning away, a spirit of turning aside, I separate you from that hold in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that tonight you be properly connected. You be properly connected. May you enjoy God's prosperity in your life. May you enjoy God's favor in your life. Amen. May you enjoy great increase and multiplication in your life. May you be properly plugged in and connected. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, bless everyone that is here. Some of you, the enemy has said it will never work. But tonight, I say that it will work. I declare that it will work. You will see a fast growth. You will see increase. You see multiplication. You see the power of God. You will see the hand of God. I bless you. Now listen, if you are here tonight and you started a new business, a new job from beginning of 2016, come to me and I want to pray for you quickly. If you started a new business, new job, something new, come to me from 2016, beginning of January till now, come to me quickly. I want to anoint you specially that you will see increase and prosper. Can I have oil, please? Very quickly. Can I have oil? Oil, 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 oil. Why are the worship people? Come up. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Tonight, God says, I should tell you, get ready for increase. Get ready for a new thing. Something bigger than you ever imagined is coming into your life. Father, tonight, I bless your son with the blessing of the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Can I have some ushers, please? Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for your power. Receive it now. Let everything change. Let it change from tonight. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands in front here. The power of God is here. God, you are going to see increase. You are going to see the hand of God. Receive it. Receive it now. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Jesus. 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 Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Yandoralabos. Kibahataya. Randoralabos. Kibaha. Yes. See increase. See now. See now. Enjoy the blessing of God. Receive the touch of God. Bring it back to me. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. Yeah, lift your hands up to the Lord. Yes. Yes. Jesus.
Jesus.
Receive the touch of God. As I touch you now, you're experiencing the power and the visitation of God. Jesus. 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 Do a new work. Do a new work.
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come this way. Come this way. Receive it now. Receive it now. Yes.
Yes. Jesus. Touch me with your hand.
Have your way, Lord.
Jesus. Touch me with your hand.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Have your way. Lift your hands up. In front here. Listen, lift your two hands to the Lord, everybody.
Lift your two hands up high. Spirit of God. Oh, Kamakos Kibahatosi.
Gizindiri Bahatondi Kibaha.
Spirit of Jesus. Spirit of Jesus. Thank you. Lift your hands up. Wherever you are. Ka Koraba Kasumbra Hafata.
Zimbra Kondiri Bahatandi Kizani. Zumbrandi Fatunki Baha Karandita. Zumbra Kafato Kabani Kitalti. Roba Kabahata.
Jesus. Now listen.
You are here and you got involved in a business and you are in debt. You are in heavy debt. I'm not talking about 2,000 CDs or you owe heavily. Come, I want to pray for you. That God will show you a way out of that situation. Come very quick. I want to pray for you. You are in a huge debt. You don't know how you're going to pay this debt. Come very quickly to the front. I want to pray for you now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come now. Yes, God is going to help you. God is going to help you.
Yeah, lift your hands up to the Lord.
Jesus. Jesus. Breathe upon him, Lord. Show him the way out. Show him the way out, Lord. Show him the way out, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power.
Place your two hands on your head now. Place your two hands on your head. Father, tonight, anybody who heard the voice of your servants, let there come a total transformation. Let their future be rearranged. I declare that your future is rearranged. Your future is rearranged. Your future has been snatched from the spirit of failure, from the spirit of disgrace, from the spirit of shame, from the spirit of embarrassment. I snatch your future from the hands of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, may your life be set on the course of progress. May your life be set on the course of stability. May your way be set on the course of victory. You will never fail again. You will never fail again. You will never fail again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak victory into your life. I speak victory into your life. I speak victory into your life. From tonight, may you begin to climb every mountain ahead of you with strength and with grace. Climb that mountain with the strength of the unicorn. In the name of Jesus, I speak into your business. I speak into your ministry. I speak into what your hands are into. May you see profits. May you see benefits. May you see increase. May you see multiplication. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of Satan. I break the power of the enemy that has been erected, that has erected a wall in front of you. And the people of Israel passed through the Red Sea, and the water was like walls by them. May you walk through every Red Sea in Jesus' name. May God erect walls around you. May you walk on dry ground. May you see the hand of God. May you see the victory of God. May you see the blessing of God in your life, in your ministry. Any spirit of setback, today you make progress, tomorrow you are going back. I refuse that setback. I refuse that setback. I refuse that setback. I refuse that setback. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. I bless you. May you be envied. May you prosper. May you be happy. May you be called fortunate. May you be called enviable. In the name of Jesus, your church, your ministry, your life shall be an enviable life. Your ministry shall be a happy ministry. Your home shall be a happy home. Your marriage shall be a happy marriage.
anybody, the enemy, I declare you never get married. I reverse that confession. I reverse that pronouncement. I reverse that declaration. In the place of that word, I declare the blessing of God in your life. I declare the blessing of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. The enemy has said you never have a child. But I declare you have children. You have as many as you desire. In the name of Jesus. The enemy has said you never be fruitfully engaged. You never have a good job. But I declare to you today that new doors are opening in your life. May the rain of God fall upon your life now. Receive it tonight. Receive it tonight. Receive it tonight. Receive it tonight. Every force of darkness that wrestles with you, that fight against your progress, that fight against your success, today I lift a standard against that thing. I say enough. I say enough. I say enough. Don't move again. Don't move again. In the name of Jesus, I declare the grace of God on your life. May grace overshadow you. May grace overshadow you. May you be a servant of grace. May you be a vessel of grace. May you be a vessel of grace. May grace flow from your head all the way down. In the name of Jesus. May you do what others could not do. May they ask, who is your father? May they ask, where did you come from? May they ask, what has changed in your life? By the anointing, by the power, and by the spiritual connection. Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I honor you for these lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you believe that tonight is a very special night for you? How many of you believe that tonight God is changing your story? You're going to have a wonderful story. Your story will be different. People who know you will not recognize you. They say, are you not this? Don't you come from this house? And who is your father? Clap your hands one more time for the Lord. Amen. Now listen, if you took an envelope home yesterday, bring that envelope. Jesus.
Oh, who can stand? Who can stand against the Lord?
No one.
No one.
Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it.
No one.
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Jesus.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Now, close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes. Whilst you are sitting, just close your eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, close your eyes wherever you are. Just close your eyes. Spirit of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Breathe upon her, Lord. Breathe upon her, Lord. Breathe upon her, Jesus. Breathe upon her, Jesus. Do what she can never do for herself. Do it in her life. Do it in her life, Lord. Accomplish mighty things through her. Accomplish mighty things through her. Be a source of river. You be a source of river. Many shall drink. Many thirsty shall drink. Many thirsty shall drink. And they shall be satisfied. I see a river flowing out of you. I see a big river getting bigger and broader. Getting bigger and broader. Getting bigger and broader. For out of you shall come many lives. Out of you, sustenance and help shall come. Be blessed to be a blessing. Be blessed to be a blessing. Be blessed to be a blessing. Thank you, Father, for your grace.
Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your help. Tonight, I pray that the connection that you have provided for us shall become the source of new lives. Source of new lives. The spirit of failure is ended now in Jesus' name. The spirit of discouragement is ended now in Jesus' name. The hold of the enemy over every life here, we break it now. Father, I declare your rain, your river, your stream, your power shall flow through these connections and this relationship. I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Everybody shouted amen. Clap your hands one more time for the Lord. Are you blessed? Bible students, come to me. The Bible students, come. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Father, thank you. Use them. Use them, Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are going to be here tomorrow night? Tomorrow I'm going to spend time and pour myself into you. Can I have an amen? Are you here tonight? Tomorrow night I'm going to take a lot of time to pray for you. Amen. This is not an ordinary meeting, it's a convention. Hallelujah. And that grace that God has bestowed upon me through my relationship and through my spiritual father, I'm going to pour it into your lives. I'm telling you, I don't know where you came from, but I've come from the back. But I've seen an anointing lift me up and make me run fast. You're going to run faster than ever in Jesus' name. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? When they're looking for you, they have to lift their heads, because you'll not be down, you'll be up. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? God is going to help you. Come to me, Chief, at the corner. Yes. Lift your hands up. Father, any spirit of retrogression is ended now. Anything that makes you walk backwards, you'll not walk backwards anymore. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Be good to him. Be good to him. Thank you, Lord. You know, I saw him walking like this. And God says he's stopping every backward move in your life. Amen. You are not going to walk. You are going to see progress you have never seen before in your life. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Amen. Are you going to be here tomorrow? I said, are you going to be here tomorrow night? Make sure you come. Hallelujah. I want to give you an envelope. Give me envelopes, please. Give me envelopes. Right. Every day I'm giving envelopes. Drama and organist, you are playing. Have you taken envelopes before? Do you understand the English I'm speaking? You think playing of drums, how many of you know that tonight something has changed in your life and destiny? Amen. Tomorrow night, if you have a child, bring your child. I'd like to pray for all young children as well. Can I have an amen? I want to.